anticipate that Northwestern is going to try to exploit that or get to those looks, whether directly or whatever means that they do, right? So when teams...
Copycat's
a good way to say it, but it's not necessarily as simple as it's the exact same thing, right? People disguise their looks or try to trick you when they get there. And, you know, we need to be aware of that and understand, you know, when we're in certain defenses or certain situations, what plays can hurt us.
Has the defense lost any of its, swagger is the right word, but even half the time of the Michigan State game, you guys were kind of in control and things. And Braxton Miller and Ohio State's probably got the best offense in the conference. Is this defense still as confident as it was 2 games ago?
Yeah, I think so. Again, we felt like we've played well at times, even in the Ohio State game and at times in the Michigan State game. For us, it's just a matter of continuing to stay improvement-driven, put play after play after play together, and we know that if we do that or if we're making strides in that direction, then the results are going to take care of themselves.
Was the hit on CJ by Bradley Roby, was that a teachable moment maybe for the defense just to watch out that this is something that can happen to you?
Yeah, I think so. That's not something necessarily I worry about. That's not really my style. I'm not, you know, I try not to be anyways a head dropper type guy or a head hunter, you know. When I go to make a tackle, I'm just more or less worried about getting the guy to the ground. So, but for people that maybe do tend to find themselves in those situations, it's certainly a learning opportunity.
Well, is it difficult? If you're going to get somebody, say, 5'9", and, you know, you're going in for them, I mean, sometimes it's almost unavoidable, I mean, unless you get on your hands and knees.
Yeah, there's that, or you just try to have a strong base and squat down and just sort of let them run into your chest and see if you can stalemate them and then run your feet. So, and things happen so fast, right? Most of what you do, it just reverts to muscle memory. You know, it's almost an unconscious thing. So I think with that being the case, a lot of it comes down to how you practice, what kind of technique are you constantly reinforcing in practice, and then the hope is that that's what you're then going to default to in a game.
They don't have Coulter and Mark. Are they still pretty dangerous offense from what you've seen on film?
Yeah, I just said to somebody earlier that, you know, even though those guys don't play, I'm of the impression that over the last 4 years, the collective quality of their skill players has improved, you know, whether that's through recruiting or player development. I don't know what they're doing right, but, you know, they're still a very dangerous team, even if those guys aren't necessarily playing.
I know it's hard to single out one particular game, but how important is this game to get you guys back on track and to set the tone for the final 5 minutes?
It's important, but I would say it's no more important than any of the games that we've had in the past. This past year, every game's important because, you know, that's the only one we're worried about. But this one's big. We always want to win, particularly against Northwestern. You know, we've struggled against them in the past, and it'd sure be nice, you know, my senior year to go out with a win, I guess.
Hey, how much do you talk about it now that you dwell on shortcomings, but does it make it more of a rivalry when a team, I think they've won 6 of the last 8 meetings. Does that get the antenna up a little bit?
I mean, I think you're more aware that maybe this is a team that is going to be challenging for us, that it's a team that's presented problems for us in the past, so we know that it could potentially be that much harder to win.
What impresses you the most about Desmond King is he continues to work with you guys week by week here, and then you see him have the kind of game he had against Ohio State.
Just how receptive he's been to the defense and the schemes, and he's an incredibly smart football player in that respect, and it's been fun to play with him and, you know, see him grow and just his natural abilities, and, you know, hopefully he continues to improve, but he's got some potential.
Is there anything that stands out, like, when you are on the practice field with him or when you're, like, watching film together as an entire unit that stands out?
About Desmond specifically?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's just very capable. I felt like even when he was first here in the summer and we were doing 7-on-7. Some guys just have sort of a natural knack for coverage abilities, you know, and man-to-man coverage situations. And Desmond was definitely one of those guys. And that was evident, you know, when you first watched him practice. And just been really, really encouraged by his work ethic and, again, buying into the team identity. He seems like a pretty unselfish kid. And, you know, it's been fun to play with him.